So I'm thinking someone drawing them in leads me to believe medium on site.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. So this week we're doing something vastly different than we've done before. Last episode, Amy chose and watched the episode and didn't tell me which episode it was going to be. So I went in completely blind.
Yep. This time, though, we thought it would be fun for us both to go in blind. And the only way to do that is to do what we're doing today, which is we are meeting in person. If you are watching the video, you know that. If you are listening, you don't know that. And
or maybe you do. I don't know.
Or maybe you're psychic. Who knows? Or maybe you read the show notes because it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
But I do want to say for this episode, because of the way we're doing it, and I'll explain that more in a minute, but you're probably going to get more out of this if you watch the video version.
Mm-hmm.
Because the video version is going to be actually showing the Dead Files episode that we're watching. Now, it's not going to be in its entirety. You can't watch this show, this our episode, in order to watch that version of the Dead Files, because we don't want to, you know,
get sued
by HBO.
Right.
So I looked up all the ways we can do this where it's still legal and not a copyright problem. So that means we will be starting and stopping. We will be talking over it. And it's a very tiny window that's going to be on our window.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is. So if you want to watch the video version, it'll be out at the same time as this one on Spotify and YouTube, a little bit later on Spotify, because I have to manually do it. And I'm not going to manually get up at midnight.
No.
I mean, I suppose I could.
Terrible.
I probably won't.
No, don't do that.
So it'll be on YouTube for sure, though.
Yeah.
It'll be there automatically. Okay. So that's that. So what we're going to do is we are going to pick the episode right now that we're doing. We have not decided yet.
Live on air.
You're live on air.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ways we could do this.
Mm-hmm. I like the dice idea.
We can roll the dice.
We could each roll a dice.
Yeah, that's true. We could each roll. Because I think we need both dice for each, because we roll by season number first.
And then episode.
And then episode number. The only thing about that is that we only have 90 episodes to choose from. Only 90. But my guess is, it depends how long this is going to go, we could keep rolling ones we've already done.
Okay.
So I do have a list of all the ones we haven't done. So we can start doing that. So do you want to roll first?
I'll roll first.
And this will be for season.
10. Season 10.
Season 10. Good. I'm glad, because there's one streaming service that doesn't have season 10. So anybody who wants to watch it could watch it here with us, but
I think it's Discovery.
Is it Discovery?
Because I think when I went in to look at season, we recently did a season 10, and I don't think Discovery had it.
Really? But you found it on HBO?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good, because that's what we're going to use today is HBO. Okay. So it's going to be season 10, as long as we can get season 10. And episode
11.
11. We've done that one. Do you want to roll for episode?
Episode 6.
6. Let's see if we've done 6.
We have not.
Woo-hoo! The
in
Lady
Marshalltown, Iowa.
Yeah. So this is called The Lady in Black.
Lady in
Season 10, episode 6. And the synopsis says,
it is claimed that unusual activity torments married paranormal investigators. Ooh, they're married and they're paranormal investigators?
Ooh, fun.
That's serious if they had to call somebody else in.
I know.
During her walk, Amy says she encounters the spirit of a malicious dead woman set on taking the life of their son. Oof.
Yikes.
Well, this sounds like it'll be a good one.
All right. This will be a good one. Episode, what did we say?
6.
6?
Yep.
The Lady in Black.
Yep.
Oh, it doesn't even look like I've watched it recently. So.
Holy cannoli.
Here we go. Here we go, friends. This really does not sound familiar to me.
Me neither. But I mean, I have the memory of Dory, so not much sounds familiar to me.
All right.
I'm gonna
here's a dead dude. He's freaking out.
There's a dead dude, which is like
he's freaking gout. I'm gonna turn this down just a little so we can hear it.
There's kind of a guaranteed to be a dead dude.
Yeah.
That's kind of why you're here. He's cute. Are you okay? We're a minute into the episode and Amy's already injured.
I bashed my leg. Do you want the closed captions on?
Yes, if you like them on.
I usually do.
Okay, she doesn't like it in there.
They're already on.
Oh, they are.
But there's only one way to know.
It's hard for me to watch TV if the closed captions aren't on because then I can't hear it. I don't know, you guys. I know it doesn't make sense, but
no.
And John gets really annoyed when the closed captions are on. He's like, why do you keep turning them on? I'm like, because I need to read to hear.
Yeah. It's an ADHD thing. It's a neurodivergent thing, I should say. Although Greg likes them on too, so luckily. I hate it when people come over to my house and go, can you turn off the captions? I'm like, go to your house if you want to watch it without captions.
I think that
we're old over here. We need to concentrate.
John's thing is he's dyslexic, and so it's hard for him to read.
Well, he doesn't have to read it.
I know. He doesn't. He's like, I can't watch it. I'm like, then go away.
Go somewhere else. Okay, here we go.
All right. Talked over the intro. Marshalltown. Or is it Marshallton?
Marshalltown, probably. I don't know.
I'm out here in Marshalltown.
Oh, it's rainy and yucky just like it is here today.
Just like today. It's an hour.
Ring shot. Kelly.
Pretty bad, okay. But get this. Her and her husband are both professional paranormal investigators. Now, you'd think they wouldn't need our help, but Kelly says she's in way over our head. And whatever's in that house.
How do you become, like, what qualifies you to be a professional investigator? Is it like you have to do like 5 investigations and then you're a paranormal investigator? Is there like a course we got to complete?
I don't know. Family photographs. It's been my understanding that if you make money at whatever you do, you can call yourself professional.
That's makes possible more they make sense. Money. That's more logical than mine.
Something negative happened
bad
here.
Bad things happened with that living tracks. People here in the house took it
on. Oh, so we got bad things in the past and the house took it on. That happens a lot, though.
Uh-huh. That's a gorgeous house, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Too chaotic.
This porch that she's on reminds me of a video that I saw of her where there was a kitten outside and she was like, oh, kitty! And she got all distracted by the cats. So I wonder if it's this one.
Physically attacked in the house. Our health is declining. We are desperate.
She's like on the verge of tears and there's the first sentence in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Oh, there's his handkerchief.
Hanky. Bingo.
Oh, bless her.
You okay to go on?
Yes.
I mean, what would he say if, what would he do if she said no?
They'd probably say, go take a minute.
Yeah.
And they'd start again.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to reschedule.
Oh my God, look at that cute doggy.
Oh, Shmoopy.
Is everybody in the house being affected?
I think I'm getting the brunt of the physical attacks, but I think Chris is getting mentally affected.
And that's their son, Chris.
What do you mean?
Okay.
I
missed that.
Chris's personality change since we've been here. Usually he's very pleasant, but sometimes.
Did we miss how long they've been in the house?
Probably.
Yeah, great.
Do me a favor, give me a rundown of what you guys are experiencing.
We're hearing disembodied voices.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Shadow figures.
That is a very 80s house.
We're being physically attacked.
Not in a bad way.
The decor is a bit deep.
Very 80s.
I'm fearful that somebody is going to die in this house.
I wonder if somebody already has.
Yeah.
In the past.
Hi, Grace.
Everybody needs help once in a while. Okay?
We do. Oh, this is the Steve we love.
I know. And this is 10.
This is
well into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dead people here who didn't necessarily die here. So I'm thinking someone drawing them in leads me to believe.
I was just going to say, I bet someone's a medium.
Medium on site. That would be a good name for the episode.
Yeah, it would.
I hear from this living person, no time for this, too tired. This living person already does a lot for others. It's like I can't ever not be helping people, whether living dead,
I bet it's the mom.
Oh, yeah.
The staircase. Michael Peterson.
I love that story.
Do you think it was the owl?
So yep. Going on up
here? If I stay in this area, I get a tight pressure.
Is he the one that was arrested and I know you're on a lot of dressed like a woman and assumed that?
No, that's Durst.
Durst.
That's yeah. Another great story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the jinx.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was a force.
Oh my gosh.
That smashed my face into the step.
One of these steps right here.
Yes.
Holy shit!
That is from something smashing me into the step.
That is the worst injury I think we've ever seen. That's from a spirit. That's bad.
You didn't just lose your balance and fall.
Steven,
how many drinks did you have?
You boozing?
There was a big difference.
Was it the dog?
In the way that I fell.
Oh my gosh.
I was in the refrigerator getting a drink.
See, she was boozing.
It was like three fingers pinched and pushed me out.
Oh, I thought she meant the drink.
I thought it was, yeah. I was like, damn, Kelly.
That's a good size of good drink.
Did it stay on your body for a while?
It did.
It did.
For about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's always a good sign.
Oh, boy.
He's moving so fast. He's literally... He likes to hit people on the head. Headaches.
There you go.
Yeah.
He puts off all of these different emotions. Wall. Extreme agitation, outburst of violence.
Oof.
Mostly anger. That feeling doesn't really go away here. And it's scary.
And they did say that their son's personality has been changing.
Yeah. Okay. Steven,
she looks really good in red.
No, go ahead. You okay?
Oh,
he's
Kelly.
He's being so sweet.
I know.
Comfortable? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's
God,
going on?
God, he is very cute.
I've seen a
See,
a
you black. Yelled at me last time when I said Steve was a little hottie.
Describe the black figure for me.
No he's arms, a good-looking
no
dude.
Legs, he is a good-looking
no
dude.
No facial, nothing. And I
couldn't and we both like the and Italians. And
yeah, we do.
I like the Italians and the Jewish because, you know, same behavior, different savior.
When I'm laying in
That should be on a t-shirt.
I know.
The sheets... get tugged on and pulled off
if
of the
he's
bed.
Gonna help.
Well, how the hell
oh, yeah, she's the manager.
If it's not tugging on the sheets or the bedspread, it's poking.
I don't know if I could remain in a bed where the sheets are being pulled off of me.
I mean, it's constant no. All night long.
I mean, my sheets, they migrate to the bottom of the bed, but I think it's because I've got three dogs sitting on it.
Yes,
it is possible. There's something trying to communicate with me in this house.
Yeah, I wonder how long they've been doing their paranormal investigations too, as professionals.
Yeah,
it gets very bad in here sometimes. This is like Grand Central Station for the dead.
That would be a
That's
good
also
title.
Good title. So you guys get a glimpse into how we are when we are watching these.
And chaos. I think they hear things. They see some of them. They would feel their bed being
Ooh,
shaken.
Yep. Kelly just said that.
Yep.
I think that those nights, this person doesn't get any sleep. I think this person...
Which only makes everything worse.
Right.
What's going to happen to this medium if they don't deal with their abilities?
They'll die.
Lead to panic attacks. The person can get, like, violently ill and start profusely vomiting and... You know, the heart can be affected.
Jeez.
Can you stop licking me?
No lickies, boo-boo.
I don't like
this. Dog is licking.
Dog tongues are so gross to me.
I don't like it when she licks the under part of my hand. It grosses me out.
It's just like, it's so silky and just gross.
Ooh, we got a crime.
We got a crime.
Mike, Kelly's husband.
So, Mike, I was talking to your wife earlier, and... She told me some horrible things that she's going through.
There's nothing I can do.
So,
I wonder
Mike, I know you're part of the paranormal
he gets
team.
Anything.
What's your role in it? So, have you had experiences in the house?
There's the things that happen that I don't have explanations for.
Okay, like what?
That doesn't mean you've experienced them, though.
You have a dog?
Yes.
All right.
There it is.
Was it the dog, Steve?
Was it the dog? Bingo.
Possibly. Yep.
Okay, so you've been scratched. Anything else?
Well, there's an attic door that's, you know, 6-8 feet away from our bedroom door. And
stop.
Occasionally, it would just kind of creep open on its own.
Well, no, activity. No, but that could also be a draft from the attic.
It could, but I noticed there's a lock on it. They have a little.
If it's hooked, that's. But if it's not, then that could just be a draft.
Yeah.
going to push Amy to, you know, give us some other options. We want to fight. We want to stay.
Oh, we want to fight.
Gotta fight her.
But that doesn't mean you can.
Right. You can't always.
Amy hates telling people to leave. So if she's telling you to leave, there's nothing you can do.
Right. She hates it. She has a life here. She always says, this is the last resort. I will not tell people to do this.
Here would hear the lady that's all in black. She likes this area.
I wonder if she's mourning something.
We'd see like all this black.
Oh, lady in black. Possibly.
There's I think she might have issues with males in general, though.
Same. Who doesn't?
She's trying to get people away.
So same. Same girl.
Not all men.
Not all men.
Of course.
So, Chris, I was talking to Mom earlier. She's convinced.
Ooh, he's tall. Issues.
Tall guy.
You agree with that at all?
No. I think theirs have.
Okay, so you think that your parents are the ones who changed.
Interesting.
I don't think we've heard that before.
Generally just bickering.
He thinks it's them changing, not him.
Well, it's funny because that's what they're saying.
Interesting.
The paranormal activity that's going on in the house. Do you believe it's happening to your mom?
I don't disbelieve it, but I haven't experienced any of it.
I don't not believe it.
Nothing.
Like, I'm not saying she's a liar, but like, I'm not saying I'm not a liar.
No, I'm not. Been here longer than anyone. I've been here more often than anyone, and I have not experienced anything.
Mm. But you do believe your mom's going through something?
Yeah, I believe that. I don't know why she would lie.
You know, talking to your mom, all she was saying is how she was worried about you.
Most people should be worried about her.
Interesting.
I would think both. I mean, yeah. Obviously,
two
she's
things
going
can
through
be
it,
true.
So. Right.
She's how does a dead person sleep?
I don't know.
This is not good. She's reaching down and grabbing this person and literally sucking the life out of
them. Ooh, I bet that's what she draws.
Oh, I hope so.
I bet that's what she draws.
Is this aware of what she's doing?
Like, yes and no. That person thinks they're having...
Okay, I'm totally blanking. What is the video? What's his name?
Matt.
Matt! I keep wanting to say Aaron, but I'm like, no, that's Ghost Adventures. Yeah.
Oh, Nikki, Kelly's daughter. Nikki.
She wasn't in the picture.
Unless that's a dog. No. I was going to ask. They didn't say what the dog's name is.
Something always follows me upstairs.
I bet she doesn't live here right now.
I would love if they would interview the dog. Now, Nikki, have you had any experiences?
Something scratched me. Oof. It was 4 scratch marks, and they're about this long.
That is so long.
Did they stay for a while? They go away.
A couple days later, I had kind of like a scab on all of them.
Oh boy!
You mentioned your brother has changed a lot since he's been here. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he has just big outburst, and then he'll come back downstairs an hour later. He's fine.
It's interesting that everybody is saying it's him.
Yeah,
and he's saying it's not.
Yeah,
that is really interesting.
I was gonna say when it's 3 against 1, I think you might be the one that's wrong.
That's like almost horror movie vibes.
I feel like I'm the oldest child, and I should be the one there to protect her, and I can't.
Oh,
I hope you guys can help her out and get my mom back.
Yeah. That makes it sound like she thinks she might be possessed or something.
Mm-hmm. She also, it also sounds like they think that the son might be getting possessed.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it is about this person?
I think she does prefer younger people.
Ew.
How would this affect them?
I think it would make them sick. You know, would feel drained and depressed. Yeah. And after some time would, get progressively sicker. She's weakening them, and she is trying to kill them.
Whoa.
So she's talking about the son, right? Because she said that this lady likes younger people, so she would be going for the son, not the mom.
Also, that growl was very scary.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're in the
cornfields of Des Moines.
Yep.
Not gynecologists.
I'm heading over to meet an historian who says one of the original owners of
Ring Shot.
Mike's land was a faith healer who was responsible for the deaths of some of his followers.
I don't think we've ever watched an episode together, have we?
I don't think we have either.
Teresa Lewer is the historian.
You mentioned on the phone that my client's property used to be owned by a faith healer.
Oh, great.
Interesting.
His name is Kendall Roberts. He was a farmer. He was married to a young woman by the name of Angie Braddock.
Okay.
Somewhere in the 1880s, he became the head of the Christian Science movement in the Marshalltown area.
Right.
And one of the tenets of the Christian Science is that disease is really a myth.
Sure.
So he spent his time
good luck with that.
Trying to cure people.
Well, isn't that what Scientologists believe?
Does he have any kind of medical
They do. They're different. The religions are different, but they do believe that.
It's the same premise. Like, they don't go to doctors. They don't go to psychologists.
And refer to him as a doctor.
Well, I mean, in the 1880s, how did you really be? I mean, I feel like you were just like, I'm going to be a doctor, and then you became a doctor.
I know, you just have to say you are.
Three instances where he was charged and not found guilty.
Actually, let me get this straight. This guy gets charged.
I feel like it should be found not guilty.
People dying under his care.
What did she say? Not found guilty.
But he gets off?
Yes.
So now, how's his wife dealing with all this?
You know, for that, she has her own personal tragedies that she has to cope with.
Okay, which was what?
The death of two of her small
children. Oh, there it is.
One child dies in 1891, an infant daughter. In 1896, her three-year-old son dies from choking on a button.
Oh my gosh.
When did they wind up on my client's property?
They moved in there, I think, in 1918. They weren't there all that long. In 1922, Angie dies in your house.
Oh, that's her. That's the woman.
Yep, she's angry because she lost a child. Okay, yeah.
These are really nice pens.
I know, I love these. I got them on Temu. No, TikTok shop.
Send me the link.
So was president
yeah, I need to buy some Marcus. I'm running out.
This weirdo dead lady, she ain't so mentally sound, this one.
That's how I'm going to describe myself. I'm not mentally sound.
She's not fucking mentally sound.
I know she was married. She drags around this dead kid about 5 years of age.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
They died, and she lost her mind.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she died in the 20s. I want to say the 20s, 1920s.
Do you know how she died?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like,
God,
cancer.
She's so good.
Yeah, no.
A good situation.
Blows my mind.
All right, so I just spoke to a local cop, and he sounds like a real stand-up guy.
He went digging how do you sound like a stand-up guy?
Stand-up guy.
Right near Kelly's house.
Two murders. AJ Akola.
So, AJ, on the phone, you mentioned this homicide took place right near my client's property.
Oh, he's cute.
The victim's name was Susan Vickers.
He can arrest me.
Susan Vickers.
She was a single mom of three kids. She lived a couple blocks away from the client's property.
Tell me what happens the night she gets murdered.
August 22nd, 1980, she left on foot to the Iowa Veterans Home where she worked.
Oh, my gosh.
She never showed up for her 11 p.m. shift. She was found later on that evening on the grounds of the Iowa Veterans Home in the cemetery.
In the cemetery?
I get Susan's death certificate right here.
Hello, they like anybody? What happened?
Well,
what's a collar?
Catching
Jerry
somebody.
Sumter,
oh.
Jr.
All right, so where's this scumbag now?
He was sentenced to life in prison.
Good. Did he die? Hope he died in prison.
No, I still feel there. Like there's a beep. And then I'm like seeing like flesh. I read ahead.
Oh, and then we have a nice shot of knives on the wall.
PTSD.
I wonder if he was in Vietnam.
Was wrong with his mind as well. I think he murdered her.
The victim's name is Richard Tassler, and he's a 43-year-old native of Marshall. So on April 24th, 1986, he's on his way to his parents' house. That's the last time he was ever seen.
Okay, did they ever make an arrest?
Yes. His name was Joel Smitherman, and he was locally involved in the drug trade as well. And he was also the last person that was seen with Tassler.
Did they find the body?
Yes. They exhumed Tassler's body on Smitherman's property.
Ooh.
I wonder if they can exhume a body if it's not properly buried. Wouldn't they just dig it up?
I think that means the same thing.
Does he ever get convicted of it?
Yeah, he got life in prison, and he's been in the Iowa State Penitentiary ever since.
Wow.
Oh, so still alive, probably.
So that's like 40 years in prison.
He's kind of roundish. And I would put him probably being in his 30s, maybe early 40s. All his clothes are really dirty. And he was a hobo con man. It seemed like he
hobo con man's also a good title.
That's a good title. But we need to see if he's actually a part of it.
And shows up.
Together. And then I felt like I was being choked. And then I know there was a gun in my mouth, all the way shoved in, and then lights out for him.
Ooh,
he
ooh,
says,
that's rough.
Ate him.
And so I'm thinking they just buried him on the land.
Ah, that's smooth. Oh.
Do you hate ads? You might want to consider joining us over on Patreon. Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues.
So far, I've got clients being physically assaulted in a house where a faith healer lives.
I am taking notes for doing a research in rabbit holes, so if you can think of anything, I think I should.
Searching through old records, I find a tragic fire that took the life of a young man. Turns out it happened less than a mile from Kelly and Mike's.
Boy, there's a lot of shit happening in this one.
So I've got a genealogist looking into this death.
Not a gynecologist.
Not a gynecologist. To the story.
Turns out the victim's dad used to own my client's property. And get this,
he
also had a pretty unforgettable run as the mayor of the city.
Marty Mitchell is the
genealogist,
not gynecologist.
I found a Joel Smitherman.
What were we able to find out? Well, Steve, we're talking about a young man,
who was sentenced on the drug trade in 1988, but it doesn't in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh,
so it doesn't say anything though about a murder.
Interesting.
Found something.
All right, so he was a young guy.
Yeah, you want pause? 24 years old.
So State versus Smitherin, this was June 8th, 2007. So in this case, we must determine if the defendant's constitutional right to conflict-free counsel were violated. In addition, we must determine whether there was sufficient evidence to convict the defendant of first-degree murder. Finding no constitutional violation or problem pertaining to the sufficiency of the evidence, we affirm the defendant's conviction.
So it sounds like that's a result of appeal.
Yeah, it was an appeal. Yeah. On May 18th, 2004, a prison inmate came forward with information related to the prosecution of Smitherman. Jason Williamson was in jail on felony and serious misdemeanor charges. Real, which I think is the attorney.
Okay.
It says Real represented Williamson on his serious misdemeanor charges. And a private attorney represented Williamson on his felony charges.
Who's Williamson?
Jason Williamson is the inmate who came forward with information related to the prosecution of Smitherman. I didn't find anything about this case, but that was an appeal that apparently was denied.
Okay. I can find, I can follow those rabbit holes or whatever and see if there's more to it.
Oh, wait, here's another one. July 1st, 2020.
Oh.
Joel Smitherman appeals the district court's dismissal of his fourth application for post-conviction relief. So he had a fourth appeal denied.
Hmm.
He was convicted of first-degree murder for the death of Richard Tassler.
Oh, there you go. That's him.
On April 8th, 2005, Smitherman was sentenced to life in prison. He appealed his conviction, claiming he received ineffective counsel from defense counsel due to conflict of interest, and there was insufficient evidence to support the verdict. He filed his first PCR, which post-conviction relief, on July 5th, 2007. That application was denied. Smitherman's appeal was dismissed as frivolous, and procedendo was issued on July 14th, 2010. I don't know what that word is.
I don't either.
His second PCR was filed December 22nd of 2010. He claimed the court had given an improper instruction on reasonable doubt.
Oh, okay, to the jury. Jan. Yeah, I mean, that's grasping at straws. Sure.
Yeah, because it's literally the reasonable doubt. How do you not understand that?
Yeah.
The district court denied his application. Yeah. And again, he appealed, but the appeal was dismissed as frivolous. And again, that procedendo was issued on January 8th, 2013. His third PCR application was filed on October 7th, 2013. He asserted the trial information was defective.
He's really grasping at straws.
So the court did not have jurisdiction to convict him. The court dismissed the application, claiming it was barred by the 3-year time limit in Iowa. Oh, so he filed it too soon. Again, it was dismissed as frivolous, and that procedendo was. So this case, the one that I just found, involves his fourth PCR, which was filed October 3rd, 2018. He claimed he received ineffective assistance from his first PCR counsel back in 2007. And was entitled to relief. The state filed a motion to dismiss the application on the ground that it was barred as untimely. On November 30th of 2018, the district court entered an order stating, quote, having reviewed the state's motion to dismiss, the court now indicates.
That's a hard word.
It's hard. The court indicates to the parties its intention to dismiss the application for the reasons set forth in the state motion to dismiss. So Smitherman was given, quote, through and including December 14th, 2018, to file a reply to the proposed dismissal, end quote. On January 22nd, 2019, the court dismissed the PCR action, noting Smitherman had never filed a reply to the proposed dismissal. The court found the PCR application was barred by the 3-year statute of limitations. So he's trying to get out just grasping at straws, yeah, like you said.
He's trying real hard.
I'll send you this link, too.
Okay.
So, sorry.
That's okay.
But yeah, I just...
We're good.
He's basically like... The jury didn't know what reasonable doubt was, so you couldn't convict me.
Yeah. For sure.
So that's a lot of appeals. Isn't there like a certain number of appeals you can file?
I don't know. Lawyers out there?
Lawyers?
Anyone?
Because, you know, again, this is on TV, but they're like, he's exhausted all of his appeals. Yeah. But maybe that's just TV. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
TV's always real. So if TV's wrong, then just what's
like,
right?
Just like the internet.
Yes.
If it's on the internet.
It's true.
It's true.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
I don't make the rules, guys. I don't make them.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. We'll start up again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Burning.
Always great when Amy starts. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Or just this person somehow. Somebody did. They did. They died in the fire.
Oh, no.
I think it's a male. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
All right, so now the kid dies. What happens?
Well, shortly after Ross Engledew dies, his father, Oliver Engledew, buys your client's property. And that's the same time that he wins re-election as mayor. Steve, here's a photo of Mayor Engledew.
Oof. Right,
you mentioned on the phone this guy had a pretty colorful mayorship.
Yes, he had his own sense of lawmaking.
Oh,
very, very corrupt individual.
When you say familiar, doesn't it?
Not much has changed in fucking 100 years.
He's still allowing alcohol to be.
Not alcohol.
And Mayor Engledew had that
the devil's liquid.
Charges.
All right, so what happens to this guy?
In 1923, he passed away of complications from from diabetes. Here's
it's pronounced diabetes.
Diabetes.
Actually, he died pretty young. He was 61.
Yes.
I mean, that's not really young for 20s, Steve.
Yeah, especially when you have diabetes.
Especially when you have diabetes.
Do you have any idea why he's here?
And he allowed the sale of alcohol, which I assume
means he drank.
Took in the alcohol.
It's not good when you have diabetes.
Didn't die well.
Didn't die well.
Bill's physically sick and dizzy.
She's twisting her hair under her chin.
Feel like he was the bad. More she like fidgets, I think the worse problems, the spirits are. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Ooh, the sketch.
Here we go.
I saw several disturbing
things. I said during my walk.
First, the group of dead in the master bedroom. There were a lot of dead people in the room. They want to talk to the living person in the bed. There's a conflict between them. And then the living person in the bed is just like freaking out.
Next, what is he doing? He's like dot dot tormenting dot. The living person. He draws really fast.
I was upstairs in a very small room, and she
is drawing like, that scene that we said she was going to draw.
From the ceiling,
I like her shirt. I wonder if it's at her Mercari shop.
Happens to always carry really around these shirt. Like shells of these dead.
I wish I'd bought that one I found on her Mercari shop before. Expensive though.
Dot, 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 dot. Dot, dot, dot. Pointillist. Isn't that what that's called?
Yes.
When you paint with dots? Pointillism? I'm going to say it is.
Okay.
Final answer.
I'll say it is.
AP's probably yelling at us.
No, it's not. No, that's not what it is.
I know. I'm sorry, AP. Do you think they bring the smoke in?
Yeah, I'm sure they got a little machine.
A little, like, fog machine.
Yeah.
Investigations. We're ready to reveal our
nowadays it would be added in later in post.
Yeah, yeah. CGI.
Yep.
Oh, Chris isn't there. Interesting.
They live here with their adult son, Chris.
So just the daughter.
Uh-huh.
So the daughter doesn't live there.
No.
This is Nikki.
But it also, Chris didn't seem like he believed what was happening. So I don't, it makes sense that he wouldn't be there.
He wouldn't want to hear that it's him.
Yeah.
That he's the one with the problem.
Yeah. Really bad here if they couldn't fix things themselves. And that's why they called us in for help. Now that Amy knows a little bit about you guys, I'll ask her to describe her walk for us.
God, she's so cute. I can't
One of the first individuals that I came into contact with was a male. I would put him in his 30s or 40s. He told me that he was a hobo and a con man. He wasn't a great person for most of his life, but that he had been trying to turn his life around. But unfortunately, he ended up getting murdered.
Hate when that happens.
Initially, I felt that he was being choked, and then I felt actually a gun in my mouth.
Ugh.
And then it was lights out. I believe he was buried while he was still in his body.
Ooh,
no.
Gross.
So now the guy you're describing sounds a lot like somebody I came across during my research. Now this guy's name was...
Tesler. That's what I thought.
How could he still be in his body but be dead?
He might not have been dead.
But she said lights out.
True.
Because she said she felt the gun in her mouth.
Yeah, and then lights out.
But she said he was still in his body.
Yeah.
Because he said the ground ate him.
I mean, it would make sense if he knew that the ground ate him just because he was in whatever realm he was in and watching it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if he felt it, he would have, I think he, I don't know.
Yeah. Because she said, I feel like he was still in his body.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
That's true. Another question for Amy when she comes on.
When she comes on manifesting.
Lived a couple blocks from here, actually. Now, he wasn't a hobo, but he was definitely a con man. Tassel was involved in the drug trade in town. On April 24th, 1986, he goes missing. 4 years later, the cops got an anonymous tip that Tassel was buried on a farm 15 miles from here. And that's exactly how they found him, buried in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the farm they found him on belonged to a guy named Joel Smitherman. Now, he was involved in a drug trade with Tassel, and they worked together. Now, you said the guy was shot in the head. Well, that's exactly how Tassel got killed.
Jeez. God, she's so good.
It took cops nearly 15 years to build a case on Smitherman, but in 2005, they finally convicted him, and he's in jail now. Now, I managed to track down a photo of Tassler.
You tracked it down, Steve, or it was given to you?
I think it could be.
This is really interesting.
It sure is. I mean, it ticks all the other boxes, so yeah, it's gotta be him.
So then I go upstairs and I got another guy. I called him the blurry man because, like, literally, that's how you see him.
Interesting.
The scary thing with this guy that I got was that he can be extremely physical. He can hit people. I got heads, eyes.
Smash him into the stairs.
Burn people.
That is so bad.
I know.
Both these ladies have been attacked.
That is like the worst I think we've ever seen.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it looks like she got punched.
Well, and it's, I think some of it's probably carpet burn too, because it was indoor.
To take a soda out of the refrigerator. And something pinched me and pushed me out of the refrigerator. And what it left was almost like a burn or a brand mark.
Now, she mentioned something about headaches.
It's like a really tight swimming cap.
Are we not going to talk about her getting shoved into the stairs?
Hopefully we're getting to that, because he's got to show her the picture.
Is this blurry guy?
Yes.
Wow.
Anything else?
They cut that?
Walk, I got that there was a medium living in this house.
Hmm. She knows it.
She knows it. She knows it's her.
Damn it.
In the bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
The showroom, the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And I walked into that room and it was like Grand Central Station for the Dead.
This title.
Doesn't yeah. know how to deal with their abilities. I don't think anybody would get any real sleep up there. I mean, constant exposure to the dead is not good.
I've said that since day one.
So obviously,
it's my motto.
Kelly's the you're right. You're talking about.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake Mike up all the time at night. You know, did you feel that?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't go to bed until 4 or 5 in the morning, how are you waking Mike up?
I'm scared for her.
Oh, Nikki.
Amy, is Kelly's bedroom always filled with dead people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had a sketch done.
Ooh, oh, boy.
We're not going to like this. Oh, boy.
Steve's going to say, I don't want to show you this.
This is, well, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think.
Oh, he swore.
Steven, this is a family show.
Language.
Holy shit.
I feel things.
Oh, my. So, that is terrifying.
Those of you who are listening, it's a bed with a woman sleeping in it. And then there's like three or four entities jumping on the bed around her.
And the woman is like clutching
the blanket.
The blanket, and she's scared. One of them looks like a 1950s mafia guy, like a big.
I didn't even catch all that. We're not looking at that screen
and
right
he
now.
He was like.
That on your leg.
There.
See?
Okay, yep. The guy in the corner.
Another woman has her arms up like she's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I encountered a female and was dressed all in black.
She all in black.
Two cool. dead children with her. Oh, all the time.
That's so awful.
One was a baby. One was about 5 years of age. Maybe she had an emotional breakdown when they died. Like maybe that's why she's crazy.
Kind of sounds like it.
Well, I mean, yeah. One like died by swallowing a button. She How'd the other one die?
At some point.
Drowning.
I got that she died in the 20s.
The woman you're describing sounds a lot like a woman who used to live.
It's not much to go on, but
it's exactly like this.
She married a local farmer named Kendall Roberts. So this guy thought that illnesses was a myth and that he can heal people with prayer. Problem was, instead of healing people, he was killing them. At least 3 people died under his care, and it got him arrested 3 different times.
So my thought is, was he intentionally killing them? Or were they dying as a result of lack of treatment? Because those are 2 very different things. Because one is murder.
Right.
And one would be manslaughter.
True.
So I don't like the phrasing that Steve used there, because the way he was saying it would lead one to believe that he was intentionally killing them.
Well, he could have been. I mean,
and he could have been.
Who knows? But it sounds to me like he just really believed in his religion and thought that, but you know, if people continue to keep dying and he's still using those methods, mm-hmm. it's like that starvation plantation that we watched.
Yes.
That she just kept starving all those people and they were all dying.
Well, in his case, maybe they just didn't believe enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably it.
He was doing what he could and they just didn't believe.
I need you to do your part as well.
Now, he was never convicted, so he kept traveling trying to heal people. You said the lady you saw had 2 dead kids with her. Angie lost 2 young children. She lost an infant baby in 1891 And then her three-year-old died choking
on a blood.
In 1996. Now, Angie ended up dying in this house of breast cancer in 1922. Here's her death certificate. Oh. Now, do you think it's this woman, Angie Roberts?
Yeah, Steve.
The woman in black?
I mean, it sounds like her.
Sure does.
So as far as this woman's concerned, there's a lot of different ways that you could have experiences with her. The attic is her favorite, so. Maybe you guys would hear her walking around up there. Might hear her talking, crying, or yelling.
Talking.
Possibly you might be able to see her. I thought you would see her as a black figure or mask.
Now, you mentioned the attic, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it, but there's a hook
literally
the
a minute ago.
The door would just open on its own and got to the point where it bothered her so much that they had to put a hook on it to keep it secure.
Interesting.
She's very protective of the upstairs area. What she was showing me was her either pushing people down the stairs.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
They fall on their own.
Oh, she did.
No, she did.
Tell her what happened to you.
I was going to say there's no way we could not show this.
No, we
got to
cover this.
Behind me that smashed my face into the carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, it smashed me like a Mack truck.
Is a photo to show you what happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so bad.
Could she do anything else?
So I saw her getting aggressive with a living person, and that was in the bedroom at the top. You go to the top of the stairs.
That's got to be Chris, huh?
That's Chris's bedroom.
Yep.
That person, if they're having a dream or if they're aware, feel good. Like, feel like this is a positive experience. But in reality,
I bet you're right. I bet he is possessed.
Not a good situation at all. Like, this person's actually being attacked.
Amy, one of the biggest reasons Kelly called us in was because she was worried about Chris. Now, these three all said he's become angry, depressed, and withdrawn since moving into the house. And, you know, the weird thing is when I interviewed him, he told me he had no experiences. Nothing. So is it possible that Chris is having experiences, but don't know it?
Yeah, sometimes these things can happen when people are sleeping. I saw her attacking the person in bed, and...
Okay, this sketch, I think, is going to be freaky.
Yeah. I would like to see them show this picture to Chris. Yeah. He'll just say it's Hui. Oh, boy.
Oh, the two kids. Did you see the two kids?
Hey, next time it comes up, let's pause.
Basically, is like...
I'm going to go back 10 seconds, if I can.
Might be.
Sure. Well, I don't... Why isn't the 10 sec... Oh, there it is at the bottom. Darn. Okay.
There's the two kids.
Yeah. Two little... Skeleton children with this mom, this woman with the black. It looks like she's, like you said, in mourning. She's got a veil.
Like a veil, yeah.
And it's over, falling over the person laying in bed, which I assume
is
Chris.
It's like she's draped it over him.
Yeah.
So they're both under the veil.
Yeah.
And she's cupping his cheeks.
Yep.
And like, that is terrifying.
That is
so freaky.
It's a really cool sketch, though.
It is a really cool sketch. This is a really good artist.
Yeah.
I wonder where he was dotting.
Yeah, that's right. Dot.
Also, I know that's a shadow, but it looks like he has two arms.
I know. I looked at that, too. I'm like, yeah, that's a shadow. It's the only shadow in the room, though, except for underneath the bed, which is kind of odd. But
well, I don't think ghosts would make shadows, would they?
No, I guess not. I mean, they're shadow. They can be shadows, right? Yeah, shadow people?
Yeah, that's a freaky picture.
Yeah, it is.
Oof.
What does she want?
Basically, she is like sucking energy from him, so draining him physically. Mm-hmm. So her goal is to make this person sick and to eventually cause death.
To what end, though? Just to be a dick?
Maybe to, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that daughter is taking that very hard.
Yeah.
I wonder if she used to sleep in that room.
Yeah.
That could have been.
Or maybe she, her and Chris are really close.
Yeah,
she's really.
That feels personal. You know, like she's had it happen to her.
Anybody for help. But after what Amy told us tonight, it's a good thing you did. Now we know the problem isn't just the house. It's also you.
Okay, Steve.
You're part of the problem.
That was kind of a dick way to say that.
Or do you need to pack up and get out while you can? For that answer, I'm going to turn it over to Amy.
Oh, don't tell him to leave.
Don't leave. He's gonna
The first thing is you need to deal with the fact that you have abilities. What I would like to see you do is to begin seeing a psychotherapist.
So should these guys cool off with the investigations till her abilities are taken care of?
Yes. Okay, now, what we're gonna do about the crazy man and the hobo guy. You do need a medium. The hobo guy's
not you.
Not you.
Really good to go. So he'll be able to move on rather quickly. The crazy blurry man will put up a little bit more of a fight.
Oh, good.
Now, the crazy lady, she doesn't want to leave. Dealing with her is going to be a little harder. So a demonologist does need to come and deal with her.
I just got to chill.
Because she's functioning on that level.
Holy shit.
Once she goes, will Chris go back to being his old self?
Oh, definitely.
Oof.
Oh,
they're very sweet.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Kelly, I gotta ask you though, it's a long list that Amy gave you. I mean, are you gonna take her advice and do it?
Absolutely. We have to. For the house, for our family, for everything.
Much easier to manage.
So, Mike, Mr. Debunker.
Mr. Debunker.
Specific instructions to fix everything. We just gotta do some work. All three of us.
It's all doable.
How about four? There's
I
four.
The answers.
Yeah, I don't think Chris will do it.
I don't think he's into it.
Kelly and Mike have a lot of work ahead of them, but if they contact a medium to remove the hobo and the blurry man, and a demonologist to banish the lady in black, Kelly can focus on managing her abilities, and this family can find the peace it's been searching for.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
What happened? Oh, she followed
Kelly's
all of
followed
her
all of Amy's advice. The activity has ended.
Yay!
Wow. Awesome. We don't normally see ended. We see like no, isn't as bad
yeah,
or whatever.
Subsided or yeah. It's gone down.
That's that lady
love
we love
so much.
Cheryl something.
Yeah. That was good.
That was good. Okay. So, that was The Lady in Black.
Mhm.
That was our first time seeing it.
Yep. Season 10.
Swear to God.
Episode 6.
Yeah, I was going to write all that shit down and I didn't.
I just.
You remembered
all
it?
All up here.
See?
Steel trap.
See this? I'm not buying this Dory shit. I'm not.
Well, I mean, you've experienced it multiple times in 10 years.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. And my memory used to be so good and now it's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is that I just can't pay attention anymore. And I'm like, what now? What was that? I know you just said it.
No, but, wait, what? What, yeah. What day is it?
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
That was good. That was fun. Okay, mm-hmm. So Megan and I both took some notes.
Yep.
She found some of the stuff, as you know.
Yep.
And I made some notes about who to look into. So I think maybe the next episode will just be research and rabbit holes.
Yep.
And then we can decide what to do.
Sure.
Going forward. But I want you guys to let us know if you like it when we do it like this, mm-hmm. If you like, you know, us watching it together, neither having seen it before. Like, I really don't remember this one at all. Like, mm-hmm. I know that I saw them all.
Yeah.
When I first started watching, but I also would watch like 10 in a day because mm-hmm. it was COVID and I had nothing else to do. And I know that I fell asleep several times and would wake up and I'm like, I don't know these people and realize that I'm in a different episode. So I'm guessing this happened with one of those.
Yeah.
It was a good one. I liked it.
Yeah, I would like that
the
one.
The sketches were good.
The clients were great.
Steve oh, yeah. Clients.
One-liners.
Kelly and Mike.
Yeah.
And Chris and what was the daughter's
Nikki.
Name? Nikki. If you guys are out there, or the dog. Anybody wants to come on the show and talk about your experiences, we would love to have you on because we really liked you.
We did really. You guys were amazing.
We think we'd have
and I'm really,
time.
I'm so glad that the activity ended.
I know. God, that's a relief.
Yeah, it is.
So,
because that woman was,
yeah, she was going through it
with the two dead kids.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I thought you meant the client, but yeah,
her too.
Yeah. The lady in black.
Yeah. The lady in black.
Yeah.
Angie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. See, now you remember. I didn't write it down. I didn't remember that. All right.
Let's talk in an hour. I won't remember.
You'd be like, did I see you today?
We haven't hung out in a while.
It's been so long.
Megan, we hung out 4 hours ago.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And join us next time for the research and rabbit holes so that you can get a little bit more extra info on some of the stories that happened in the episode today. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.